Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air, once again with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. And I've got Rosalie Brown on the Zoom meeting. And yeah, I have to push this button. Got it. So I just
canceled
5 minutes ago because I goofed up and hit the wrong button on Zoom. And yeah, that's the Zoom world, right?
That was the end. I thought I was going to have to carry the show for 23 minutes talking about who knows what I would talk about. We can't do that. No one wants to hear my thoughts, random thoughts. Nobody wants to hear that.
Oh, this world, the Zoom world is crazy. Anyway, so we're here to talk about DIY do's and don'ts and dealing with Zoom and fun stuff like that. But I thought I'd lead the show in with some exciting stuff that's happened. We've kind of talked about it, this expansion that we've done recently, and we finally closed on the deal this Monday. So we are now the proud owners of a small shop in Auburn, California. We took over Jeffco Plumbing last Friday. We took it over, and I've got three new plumbers and one new customer service rep. So I'm really excited about bringing these guys on our team and really excited about growing and expanding and help it working more with our customers down the hill and be a little more convenient. It's been, it's a little crazy. I can't lie. It's been a little stressful. I've been sleeping very well for the last week, but it's been good. Things are moving along.
I don't know what we would do if you didn't. I mean, I think about, when we were talking a little bit off air, I don't know what me and everyone else would do if you didn't keep buying things or expanding, or like, we would just run out of stuff to do. Maybe. I don't think so, but I mean, when you get bored, the rest of us end up with more work. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. My office manager, Teresa, is always like, go away. Because every time you're around, you just get more work for us. Cause you come up with these crazy ideas and different things that you want to do. And like buy companies and expand to a new market and open a new office and a new shop. And it's been a little kooky, but the ADHD comes out and I get bored. I gotta do something different.
Yeah.
Hence the name, ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Wait, I wasn't comfortable or wasn't satisfied enough with just doing plumbing and drain service. I had to do heating and air and electrical as well. So
I'm a nut. Look at you. But anyway. Tight. You're a titan of industry.
But it's been fun. So we got new guys. We got Perry, we got Dan, and we got Travis on the team, and Michaela. So we're down there training them up right now. We've got Kevin and Paul training them up on the systems that we use, Service Titan and the pricing book, and showing them how we do things. And it's a little bit of a culture shock because they're really, Jeff had a very strong company, but he was mainly construction and did some service. And he's been in business for a long time, like 35 years. So a lot of the stuff that they do hasn't really matured or hasn't really evolved to the point where we're at. So they're still on paper. They're still on whiteboards for scheduling and stuff. And we're all digital now. So training the guys up on how to use an iPad and cell phones. And it's been a little fun. So it's good.
I'm sorry. Every time you talk about the whiteboard, because we've talked about this a couple of times, I think I told you this, but I just think of like Law and Order SVU, where they have like the big whiteboard and they've got the cleared cases and then
the strings attaching everything.
Right. That just seems like a lot. Yeah. Okay. Well, good for you.
Literally, their wall of whiteboards is 16 by 4. I mean, they've got two whiteboards up there and that's how they do the scheduling. So, the whiteboards are coming down and moving into the conference room for brainstorming sessions, not for scheduling anymore. So but it's been good. And Jeff's actually, he's really stoked. He's up in his cabin right now, enjoying his retirement, not going to work at 6 o'clock every morning, and helped him in his transition into his next phase of life. So he's pretty stoked, paying him a tidy sum of money to keep him going. So
retirement sounds fun.
Yeah, that was the other thing. We were just talking about that before I'm off air. Yeah.
Is that a good sign when I'm talking about retirement and I, by California standards, I have a long time to go still, but I'm still thinking about it. Been thinking about it for about 20 years. Yeah. So
well, you got a dream, right?
I do. I dream all the time.
It's there and it's, you know, I mean, most people retire around 62. So 62 to 65 and we're not there, but you know, I mean, we're, you know, a decade off, but it's, you got to start thinking about it now.
I'm probably more looking at like retiring in like my 80s, but that's okay. That's a whole nother class. Like, I wish they would have been a little bit more forthcoming in high school and then my post high school education about like, you know, things like finances and mortgages and just like retirement, you know, cause when you're young, right. Everything is in the now. Okay. And like, that's right. What's important is what's happening right now. And then like the older I got, the more I was like, yeah, but what about now? What about now? I just stayed in that like teenage view of the world. Like, what is going to make me the happiest right now and beyond right now? I'll deal with that. And then I'm like, wow, I have a 20-year-old child and a 29-year-old child. I think it's time to like look at the future. It's hard to be grown up, isn't it?
It's really hard. Right. And I don't want to, I don't want to be there yet. And I had dinner with a couple friends last night. A couple of guys got together and two of them are retired and they're like, "You did what?" Bought a company and they're talking about playing pickleball this morning, going for a bike ride. I'm like, "God, I'm so jealous of you guys." Yeah. But they were both worked in the public sector, so between, you know, Department of Transportation and Education, they're doing well on their retirement. So, yeah.
The rest of us are doing it a little differently. That's okay.
A little differently. That's all right. We got to save a little bit more money. And it's amazing how much money you have to have put away to retire.
See, as soon as I hear that, you know what I do? La, 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 la. I just totally, I've tuned you out. I've gone to a different place. And I started thinking about right now. See, this is my problem. I need to see someone about that. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, so cool. So you buy companies when you're bored and you also,
This is number three or four.
Right. Four. At least since, and you've
since
done,
inception.
You've done two or three since I've known you. So that's okay. Yeah. Well, we got this down. Okay. So
The rest
of us, we'll work through the kinks, the rest of us, while you handle the big stuff. You handle the whiteboard.
A wake of destruction behind me. Yes. Everybody has to clean it up for me. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. That is. Yeah. That's okay. That's all right. You hired good people. And by the way, just another little shout out because of all the expansion going on. Do you want to take one quick minute to remind anybody that we still are interested in resumes because we are just expanding, right?
Yeah. Like everybody else, I know it's pretty prevalent right now. Everybody's looking for people with everything opening up and, you know, we're an essential business. So we were able to keep going. We're looking for technicians. We're looking for plumbers. We're looking for HVAC technicians. We're looking for electricians. We're looking for apprentices right now. I want to have an apprentice in every truck. So if you know somebody that would like to have a career as opposed to just a job, we actually pay people while we train them. So instead of going to college and spending, you know, $20,000 a year, you can actually make $20,000 a year or better and get an education in a field that you may like with mechanics and end up making $50,000 to $80,000 to $100,000 a year by the time you're, you know, 4 years in. So yeah, definitely give us a call for that. We're definitely looking for people.
I'll be submitting my resume when we get off the phone. When we get off the call.
We do have a couple of requirements though, you know, not that you wouldn't be able to pass these, but yeah, you got to pass the criminal background check and we're a no drug company. So
I can pass both of those. If that's all you need, let me submit my resume.
Well, also you have to be able to hold a pair of channel locks. That's one of our, can you hold
I can work on that. I've been working out. I could do stuff. Yeah. Okay. Well, so when you're not doing all of this, you also do this funny little show every week. And this week, we kind of stuck with the theme of last week. So let me just segue this. I usually segue better than you. You do a better presentation of facts, but I segue better. So now I said that and I'm going to fumble this all up. But The thinking here was, anyone who's listened to more than one show knows that Andrew's just the pretty face and the personality. I do the research and the production work. So what I did was last week, I was excited about pilots and upcycling because that's just, I don't know. I'm just fascinated by that. I just think it's so cool, right? But then that kind of goes along with, you know.
And speaking of which, I'm thinking, I'm actually looking at building the coffee table and then a couple of weeks for the outdoor pallet coffee table.
Okay. See, perfect. So I've already helped one person. Okay. Yep. So now my goal has been reached. Oh, it was you.
I got one more thing I did. I found an old steamer chest on the street.
Oh, wow.
And it's a skinny one. And I bought some caster wheels, some cast iron casting wheels that look old. And I'm going to bolt them to the bottom. And now I have a coffee table.
Yeah, you sure do.
For 30 bucks.
Yeah, yeah, no. And those are so cool.
It's worth like five. And you know, once I'm done, it's probably worth $500. It's rad. It looks really neat.
It is neat. Anyway. That's cool. So, so there you go. So you just upcycled. Okay. So you proved my point why upcycling is so cool. So then that led us to, I wasn't ready to go back into the boring world of plumbing DIY yet. Cause I know we'll get there.
Talk about solids and things.
Oh God, the stuff I hate. Yeah, I'm so over that. You do that to me all the time. So I thought, you know what, let's stick to the theme. And so, found kind of some cool backyard or outdoor projects, I guess. I don't know what you want to call them. I think they're just kind of a cool way to spice up the backyard, especially if you're going to have people over. I mean, it's going to be nice weather now. Yeah, it's a little hot, but it's nice weather up and through the fall. So why not? Right?
It's a
why
hot,
not?
A little smoky at the moment, but
well, that's true. Yeah. I can't help that, man. I can't help that. So, so if you're going to be back in your backyard, why not enjoy it? So here's some cool stuff. So Andrew's going to kind of go through some of the projects that caught his eye, but that is your bumbling segue this week to this week's show.
Perfect. All right. So yeah, you gave me a nice long list of things. So I'm going to kind of go through and some of the things that did, like you said, just kind of pique my interest. This one I really like, lay down an outdoor rug. Really inexpensive, makes a room, makes a outdoor living room space. And these outdoor rugs are surprisingly cheap. I was in Costco the other day and they're like $110 or something for a nice, good size outdoor rug that you can lay down, you know, next to your bench and next to your chairs, and then actually have this nice little living space. Really inexpensive, really cool. And it, you know, it kind of defines the space. I'm not a decorator, but I do know, you know, we've got throw rugs throughout our house and they really help. And why not do that outside? And they're weatherproof. So super simple, super easy, and really affordable. You can order them online. You can find them at B&C. You can find them at a lot of places. You can find them at Costco. So really cool stuff. The next one that really caught my eye is the Stone Pathways. Stone Pathways are, I've got a couple in my yard with flagstones. Love them because it keeps the stuff. It makes it look tight and really clean. And also it's just kind of fun walking through the paths and looking at the flowers and watching the bees land on the flowers and stuff. I really like that path.
You really live in a fairy tale life. You really do. Like I gotta grow up and be like you someday. I just like the way you're like, oh, I get to watch the bees go by. I mean, I don't know if that's what people are doing when they listen to the show, but now I've got this image of you frolicking through the flowers.
I'm on Central Time right now. So I've been getting up really early and I'll go out and have my cup of coffee and walk through the garden and there'll be bees landing on things and hummingbirds flying. And speaking of fairy tales, I do have a gnome door in one of our big pine trees with a little gnome that's about half an inch tall.
Of course.
But I love our little pathways. The thing that really blew me away though, is we had our, I didn't install them. I had somebody else install them because that's always been my goal in life is to be able to write a check as opposed to having to do everything because I grew up poor and always had to do everything. So it's kind of nice having somebody do it. But the amount of prep that went into getting the pathway to where the stones wouldn't move, I would have done it. But they did. The guys who did it did an amazing job. But if you do a lot of prep, really pack the soil, they won't move much. What was the other one that I really liked? A pergola. We have a pergola. Again, we didn't build it, but we have a pergola that's huge. And I just love that thing. I was sitting underneath it this morning at 6 o'clock having my coffee after I walked the paths.
And looked at the bees.
Playing a video game on my iPad. It was nice. Sitting on the watching the sunrise and, you know, the world come to life. It was really cool.
So on the pergola note, don't they have like, I mean, I could swear that you can actually kind of buy kits, right? I mean,
you can buy kits. Yeah.
Right. And
surprisingly affordable. Like, I'm going to pimp Costco again, but I know the one I wanted to put in that we found one at Costco for like $2,000 that had a roof and everything. But my wife really wanted a certain one. So we had it built and cost about twice that, but, you can get these kits and yeah, they're not terribly expensive and they're pretty much just bolt together. So, yeah.
So someone like yourself, if you didn't want to write a check, could actually put it together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And they come in all kinds of sizes. So yeah, it's not something that's, you don't necessarily have to know how to do carpentry because you just need to put, you know, follow instructions and put something together. So it's a great DIY project if you're DIY light.
So if you're saying that if you can put together IKEA furniture, you can put together a pergola.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
That's a good rule of thumb.
You may need a second hand only because things are up higher, you know?
Gotcha.
And if you got a bad back, don't do it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't do stuff like that anymore because I messed my back up early in my life. This is another thing. I just love fountains. Invest in a fountain. And you can make them. You can buy them. I've made quite a few just because I like moving water and I like the sound of water and I have a background in art. So I've got a couple sculptures with water features that I've built. The cool thing though, one thing I learned is you don't necessarily have to have open water. You can fill it with rocks and it makes life so much easier if it's just full of rocks. Cause you don't have the mosquito issues. You don't have a funky looking little bucket of water sitting around. And the rocks actually filter the water. So it kind of cleans it because little organisms clean, grab a hold of the rocks. And as the water percolates through it, it filters it. So it keeps it pretty clean and gets all the debris and stuff. And yeah, if you can do a little, this one you've got, we'll share this link, and it's just a basically a nice pot with a bunch of rocks in it, a pump, a pipe, and actually not even a pipe. It's just like a rod that's holding this water can and a hose that runs into the water can. You know, you could do this for under $100 and really nice. And it's just nice. I love listening to water. And we live on a relatively busy street, so it's nice to kind of mask the sounds of the traffic. And I can hear 20 every once in a while.
I do agree with that.
Yeah. It's a nice white noise and it just, you know, it's just soothing. This one I really love. I haven't done it. I keep thinking I'm going to do it, but I haven't done it. But using a metal galvanized stock tank. So a tank that they use for agriculture for cows and, and pigs and horses and things like that. And turning it into an outdoor pool. We've done the outdoor pool, the plastic ones that you get, you know, at the big box stores and for the kids and stuff. And they typically only lasted about one or two seasons. These metal things, you see them in fields that are decades old. And I love that industrial look. I just think it's really cool. And our neighbor in our St. Paul house, they've got one for their kids. And, you know, they're not really deep, but it's just a nice place to plunge into the water and cool off on a hot day. Or let the kids or grandkids go play in it. And, you know, you can pick them up for like $300 or something. They're not really that expensive and hook up a little pump system to them. You don't even have to drill holes or anything. You can just do a little recirculating pump and keep it clean and throw some chlorine every once in a while to keep the bugs out of it. I just think they're really cool. And one of these days I'm going to do it. I just haven't done it yet. Have you ever seen one of those?
Oh yeah. No, actually, as you're talking about, I was just thinking about, of course, see, here I go fading off. I was thinking about, I had just seen, one of my favorite like dog people, that has, really cool dogs that mind and are good. Unlike my unruly dog.
Yeah.
The same kind of dog. A lot of times huskies love water. Mine does not actually love water, but, so I was watching this video on a loop of her dogs. Actually, they put up one of those in the backyard. They don't have kids.
Yeah.
They don't go in it. It's basically for the dogs. And so they just kind of showed the dogs and that was very entertaining to me that their dogs.
And that's cool. That's cool because I remember we got one for our dogs. years ago, and we got one of those little cheapo plastic ones, and our dog likes to dig in the pools.
Yes, yes.
So he dug a hole through the plastic.
Of course he did. Yep.
So it's like, you know, a metal tank. He's not going to dig.
Make it different. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I totally had a fun time like envisioning the dogs going for a swim. Cause you know, I mean, yeah. They got all that fur and you know, other people's dogs, mine won't do it, but I do love those. And I think they look cool. I really actually do.
I think they're rad. I'm going to scroll down to this one because this is one of your favorites. And this is such a cool image. I think they just reuse the stock image because this is really familiar. But if you've got a fence and simply drilling holes and putting marbles in it, so finding a drill bit that is the same diameter as a marble and sticking the marble in. So as the sun goes down or gets low on the horizon, the sunlight will literally go through the marbles and kind of shine like a stained glass window. Way cool. And that is my
absolute favorite thing. And of course
I
don't have a fence right now. I don't have a wood fence, but I'm telling you, one of these days I will have a wood fence and I'm doing it. Yeah. I just think it's so cool. It's so cool.
It's really neat. And it'll take you literally more time getting the supplies together than actually installing the marbles.
Right.
Yeah. Drilling the holes, installing the marbles.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you'll have to source the marbles and find the tools and stuff. And it'll take you 5 minutes to drill the holes and put the marbles in.
No, it's a big endeavor for me, but it'll happen. I love that. I love it.
But it's rad. I really think it's cool. And then, oh yeah, they got some pallet stuff here too. Benches, fire pits. You can just go on and on and on with these, you know, upcycle cool little ideas. I'm going to finish it on this last one because this is neat. An outdoor dining space. This one is just, they took a couple wine barrels, and I don't know about you, but you can find wine barrels for pretty inexpensive
everywhere.
60
yeah.
bucks. And yeah. I know there's a guy that parks outside of Rayleigh's every once in a while in the back of his truck.
I remember that.
Got yeah. barrels. So yeah. you can buy a barrel from them or go to one of the wineries because they got to get rid of them after a couple of uses. So, or one use, I can't remember. And then they just use some reclaimed wood and a couple high chairs. And that's a cool looking outdoor dining area. Really cool. I could see putting this in my house. We've got time for one more. Oh, yes, this is rad. A hammock. I love laying in my hammock and reading a book underneath a tree.
Isn't that funny? I think people either love them or hate them. Me being about 5'11" when I stand up with good posture and with shoes, probably 6 foot, depending.
Yeah.
I've never found that to be a comfortable getting in or getting out of thing, but I know people that absolutely adore them, and you can get, you know, really cool. Like, you know, we should talk to Andy Wright sometime. Cause I bet he's got the lowdown on, I bet he's got a camping one that isn't necessarily of the mesh variety. Cause I think it actually hurts, but the fabric, I guess it's fabric, right? Or nylon.
Yeah.
So it's closed, right?
I carry one in my truck with straps. I can strap to trees and it's put it up in a minute. And in the backyard, I've got, my wife bought a really nice one for me for Father's Day with, you know, the spreader bar. So it's nice and flat and really comfortable. A little portable moving stand so we can set it up wherever depending on the sun.
Can I just ask, since you're a hammock enthusiast, which I was unaware of, and I'm going to have to make a note of that. what about that feels better than like a bed? Like, I don't get it. Like an actual cushioned thing that you were to lay flat upon. Why would you want to be elevated and like not be stable with gravity? That's, I don't get it.
The breeze coming through, you're outside, you're not sweating. It's just different.
I mean, but last week we talked about, right. But last week we talked about an outdoor bed you could make. So like, see,
yeah,
if we were in the same backyard, I'd be like, you go enjoy your hammock, pal. I'm going to be over here on the outdoor bed and I'm going to be enjoying the breeze.
To be honest, we have both. So,
okay.
Depending on where the sun's coming from and depending on how hot it is, a hammock's really good.
Okay.
If it's underneath the tree over the lawn where it's cooler, whereas the bed,
okay.
is gotcha. In a pergola on a concrete patio that gets hot at the end of the day. So
that's fair.
Oh my gosh, we're done with our show. We got to wrap this up.
Okay, hurry up. How do we get in touch with ABT?
What's our phone number again?
530-230-9092. ABT is 530-230-9092. Is that what I just said?
Perfect. Yes, I think that's right. And then you can find us on the web at easyasabt.com, and you can find us on Facebook, like us on Facebook. And if you got anybody that's looking for a career as opposed to a job, have them give us a call. We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.